Hey, everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarin. I'm joined by the man from Toboggan, Rich Stambolian.
What's up? I jump on my sled. My name is MG Geek, and I gotta say...
You know, you want to sing his rap song?
I'll do it later.
Okay, you'll do it later. MG's been rapping. He's a rapper now. I don't know if you know this.
Dude said he's better than Kanye, too.
He was, a little bit, actually.
Yeah, he was like, I'm better than Kanye. I'm better than Tyler, the Creator. I'm better than Ludacris, which I found.
You know what his rap name is?
No.
The Mole Man.
The Mole. MC Mole Man?
Mole G from 193. Guys, this show's all about professional wrestling. Funkmaster Flexheart to get a ticket. Drop that bomb again. Drop the bomb. We're dropping bombs. All right.
You know what I love? Real quick before we get into it, I know we're on a limited time here. That's great. Ever since we got the new studio, your Owl Things professional wrestling has been so crisp. I got to compliment
you on
it. It's been amazing.
We got new headphones for Rich. We're still working on so much in here. I'm not thrilled about the video and the audio, but it's okay for now. We'll deal with it. Let's go into a lot of wrestling because a lot of wrestling happened. Obviously, Mercedes Moné debuted last week. I was not around. Last week I was in Las Vegas.
Business trip.
I was on a business trip. And man, it took years off my life.
It seemed like it. It seemed like it. From what you were telling us,
I was surrounded by all the lunatics. And it just so happened. While in Las Vegas, I ran into my friend Tommy that owns Bar A.
Oh.
In Jersey. In Belmar.
Shout out to Tommy.
Jersey Shore. And I'm like, hey, I got a question for you. Did you ever notice that your Uber sign went missing in the parking lot? He's like, yeah, but that happens all the time. I said, I know who took it.
Oh.
He goes, I want it back.
There we go.
I want it back.
The mystery deepens.
Jonathan got loaded a couple of years ago and stole all of his Uber drop-off signs from that
allegedly.
Bar. Allegedly. It's not alleged. It happened. So Tommy now wants his signs. So I think we're going to have to do like a boys trip down to the Jersey Shore, and you need to return his signs back.
I'll be into it.
I need to find the sign. I told you I have no clue where it is.
Wow.
But it was a very hectic business trip, I'll tell you that. It's lunatics. You know who I work with. You know the one that can't eat pizza normal.
I've seen them. I've seen her.
Yeah.
I know of who you speak.
Yeah, the one who can't eat pizza correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And by the way, we ordered pizza, and I proved it to everybody.
Yeah, what was the breakfast thing? You were like, she eats breakfast with her elbows or some shit?
This is actually holds a fork for breakfast. It's unbelievable. Guys, let's go into the news, Rich.
All right, let's do it. SummerSlam was announced by Logan Paul on his podcast for Cleveland on August 3rd.
Cool. Yeah.
You want to go?
Cleveland?
Yeah.
No, thank you. No interest.
I love it. I love it.
No interest.
I love it. Andrew has such a disdain for the rest of America.
Dude, no, I like, you know, most places I have disdain for. It's universal. It's not just America.
Do you like Vegas? Disdain. You hesitated way too much.
I like Vegas for about a day.
Okay.
Everything for a day.
Okay.
Anything more than that.
Florida?
I could take Florida.
For a day?
No, I could take Florida.
Yeah? Okay.
For a while.
All right.
I mean, if you told me, hey, retire in Florida, I'm in.
You were very anti-Florida a couple
years
ago.
I was very anti-Florida for a while.
Anti-Florida.
Now I've seen the light, what life could be like.
Brooklyn?
Disgusting. I was there. I was on the You Suck podcast. You Both Suck podcast with Dara and Kunal. They do a show together.
Where you were there? You did it remotely.
I was on it. I was there. I went to Brooklyn.
No, you were here.
No, I was there.
Where?
On Dara's couch.
Where in Brooklyn is that?
Williamsburg. Very
nice. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah,
you're
fine.
Yeah.
That's probably coming out next week or so.
Cool.
I went very deep into my sex life on the podcast. I think I'm going to get in trouble for
this. This is how many strokes it takes.
It takes 1, 2, 3. That's it. And I'm done.
Then you started doing the Humpty Dance.
My name is MG and I'm here to say.
All right. What else we got here? WWE announced Bray Wyatt's Peacock documentary. Very sad. Documentary will premiere on Monday, April 1st. The trailer played on Raw, and the show is narrated by The Undertaker.
Yeah, very sad. I'm curious what they show and what they say, because that was so crazy.
Oh my god!
And it's only a year ago.
Yeah,
less.
Yeah,
right.
Really nuts. Like really, really nuts. Very sad.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a heart wrencher, but you know, it's cool that you know WWE does stuff like that. They will honor posthumously, you know, the people who have passed on.
Yeah.
Dave Meltzer reported last week that some talent feel there's a double standard with The Rock being able to put out profanity-ridden promos on social media. Yeah,
you know what I would say? You know what I would say? Yeah. Someone walks into my office and they're like, oh, but The Rock is done. I'm like, are you The Rock? No.
Right. Yeah,
tough
exactly.
Shit. I gotta say. Like,
are you Hobbs and Shaw? No.
Are you Hobbs and Shaw? No. Are you, what else is he?
Are you Moana?
Are you Black Adam?
Are you Moana?
Are you Moana?
Are you Black Adam?
I reached out to some people in WWE. Mm-hmm. I'm sure people have complained, but it's like nothing, you know?
Yeah.
But by the way, they are getting a little PG-14, TV-14 here.
I'm digging
it, man. Adult here with these angles. Cody, too, on Monday.
I'm digging. Oh, yeah. Cody's promo on Monday. I really enjoy
Little dick syndrome.
Yep. Yep.
So it is the direction has shifted. How many times do you hear professional wrestling now on the show?
Oh, yeah.
Every week, somebody is saying professional wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, man, I mean, I think it's so crazy. It's like, you're pretending you're something you're not. I mean, I understand that they want to get away from wrestling, sports entertainment, but, mm-hmm. I mean, it's still, how many kids walk around, they're like, oh, you know what I love? Sports entertainment.
I've never heard
I've never heard one person say, I'm a sports entertainment fan. Except for some dopey people on Twitter.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, no, I like sports entertainment. Remember that whack commercial USA had? It was a USA Network one. And the guy's like, I'm not a wrestling fan. I'm a WWE fan.
Yeah,
I don't watch any other sports entertainment other than WWE, whatever it was. And I'm like, what a dopey thing.
It's all wrestling. It's the funny thing is, like, when they do the long promos, that, in essence, is the carniest shit. Because they're selling tickets.
They're selling tickets.
Right?
Yeah, that's what he's doing. You know, what the fuck? Just let him talk.
Yeah.
Think about the business he's bringing for you guys.
This is his make good for his Hollywood foibles and the fire thing with Oprah and the Hawaii stuff, right?
Yeah.
This is like
the PR correction.
This is the PR correction. Yeah. And also, like, you, there's a whole audience out there who gets to see just how charming the guy is on a live microphone.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen The Rock live in person?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
I've never seen The Rock live.
Ever.
No.
I've seen him for a couple pay-per-views. I've seen him at probably the Garden for pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him at the Nassau Coliseum. I saw him when I wasn't as into Rock, Austin was away, like in 2000. So I saw a lot of The Rock, and I didn't appreciate it as much because, like, Austin was my guy.
Yeah.
Now, you know, Dwayne was obviously great. But
right.
I was, like, kind of tired of the shtick by then.
Mm-hmm. It could be great.
That's my Rock. Isn't that good?
That's pretty good. I like that.
I'm raising one eyebrow.
He's like, you're stroking out.
I'm the maestro.
That could be your gimmick.
Yeah.
I'm the maestro. The fact that this guy's been around forever, he is very electrifying, and that he parlayed his wrestling persona into Hollywood big budget shit.
Yeah, and he got media trained, and they... You have the biggest. It's like getting Arnold Schwarzenegger to run a program. If Vince could have done that, he would have.
Oh yeah,
Sly Stallone.
Oh, forget it.
Doing a program with Hogan.
Yeah,
in the peak of Thunderlips.
Oh my God. Well, that would have been tremendous. The Schwarzenegger stuff would have been tremendous too. But like, I think Schwarzenegger was around all those guys. You know.
Yeah.
And I don't. He was just like, nah, not for me. You know,
not for him. All right. What else do we have here?
Let's see. We talked about The Rock. Tony Khan clarified the rules about the Continental title, which is great because we've been confused about this for the last
three weeks. So the champion will get an automatic bid into the Continental Classic tournament each year after Full Gear. Okay. The title will be on the line during that tournament. So this is an annual tournament where that title is on the line. Is the Ring of Honor title on the line and every title on the line? What other titles are there on the line?
Right.
Unless that champion puts them up. Mm.
Unless the champions put them up. Okay. The champion will still defend throughout the year. Continental title rules will remain the same. No interference and no one will be allowed at ringside. Shouldn't that be the rule for everything?
Right.
Isn't that just like a regular wrestling match? Like, oh, by the way, can you lose the title on a DQ?
This is an interesting...
That's a good stipulation. I want to know.
I feel like this title is like a Tony Khan, New Japan fan fiction.
But you know what's wild, though? Mm. You have the Continental title. You have the International title. You combine the two. It's the Intercontinental.
Yes. They'll probably call it the Contra-Intinental title.
The Contra-Intinental.
I wouldn't mind saying that. Merge both titles. But I listen, it's confusing. I like it. I think the fact that he dropped it to Okada is perfect. Because he won that tournament. He defended it a bunch. And then all of a sudden, here comes this dude from the background of professional wrestling that you respect. It absolutely murders you.
Yeah. Yeah. This is interesting. Shayna Baszler will compete against Masha Slamovich.
Awesome.
On April 4th at Josh Barnett's Bloodsport. This is fascinating.
It's really cool. There was an AJ Styles blurb
that
he said the company is totally different run by Triple H.
Of course it
is. And this is one of the examples.
Because he's a worker.
Mm-hmm. He likes cool wrestling shit. I've always said that about the
guy. And what is the harm, right? Like, what's the harm in letting your talent go out there and do these little things here and there? Mm-hmm. It's fun for the bit for like the wrestling business. It's fun for outside of WWE fans because now you're trying to soften your image to them, right? Mm-hmm. This regurgitation of WWE sucks, AEW's better, Ring of Honor's better, New Japan is better. They're trying to eliminate that. Also, independent contractor laws are changing,
right?
And they're being enforced. And you know, in California, there was a major, major overhaul to how people classify independent contractors. These guys are not, and these women are not really independent contractors. Mm-hmm. They go under the guise of it, but they're not allowed to take bookings anywhere else, and they're contractually obligated to commit to all the days, and they're told how to dress, and they're told how to talk.
Yep.
You're not an independent contractor at that point.
Exactly.
So this is their way of kind of, you know, if there was any kind of legal correction or legal safety nets, this would probably help them a little bit.
Throwing them a bone also.
But very cool. This means a contracted talent from both WWE and TNA will face off against each other, and also AEW will be involved in this.
Yeah, you know what's going to be the main event?
What?
Jon Moxley versus Dean Ambrose.
That's the main event. There you go.
You heard it here first, folks.
I can't believe it. That's a scoop. That's a rich scoop.
That's a rich scoop right there.
Somebody report that. That's the main event at GCW Bloodsport, Josh Barnett's Bloodsport.
I've said this every week for the past few weeks. This is the real forbidden door. You're going to get Cody at whenever they do that show. You're going to get Cody. Or somebody. Or Dean Ambrose.
You get something.
Shield reunion.
At Bloodsport?
Yeah,
Roman Reigns shows up?
Just that. For like 2 seconds, these three guys show up, do the thing, and then hug.
What would happen? They just combined into one person. Oh, who would it turn into?
They would have Roman's hair. Roman's hair, Dean Ambrose's head, and Seth's body.
Seth's body? Yeah. My God, that's a wild photo.
A nutty looking dude. That's a he looked like the free bird that never was.
Josh asked Triple H personally for this, so very interesting. Becky Lynch got her U.S. citizenship on Monday. Congrats to Becky.
Yeah.
And then acknowledged it on Raw after she went off the air. Raw went off the air. Asuka was possibly injured at the end of SmackDown last Friday. She missed this week's house shows.
Sad.
Darby Allin suffered a broken foot in an AEW match with Jay White. Mount Everest is postponed.
They did a really good angle as to, you know, like the injury and that it was Jay White's fault and Bullet Club Gold's fault. Very good. Very good wrestling. Like, you know, we kicked your ass. Sorry. Yeah. We ruined your dreams. Where it was the jump off the rope. He did it to himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I'll wait another year.
Yeah. I guess he'll 2025. This week's Rampage averaged 541,000 viewers because it was right after Dynamite.
Yeah.
Up 65.4% from their usual spot.
How do you feel about that? Do you think this is their litmus test to do a 3-hour Dynamite?
I've always felt that it is a little bit, but they wanted a 3-hour Dynamite, and this was a compromise to do a Friday show. They're already filming the same day anyway.
Right.
Would it be? I don't know, man. I don't know if they could pull it off. Nobody's been able to pull it off properly.
I do think if you keep it separate.
And just call it Rampage right after?
It works big time, right? Look at that. Like a 65. Listen, I don't know anything about numbers.
65.4% increase. Yeah, because you had Dynamite did 800,000, which is still not great.
Yeah.
These numbers are a little low. than what I thought they would be getting, especially for this show, because it was such hype for that TV title match and obviously Mercedes and everything else going on.
You got March Madness.
You got March Madness. You know what? There you go.
People love March Madness, dude.
Do you love it?
No.
I'm not into college hoops.
Me neither.
I love the NBA. I love basketball.
Same here.
I just never got into it.
Could never, yeah, same here. Could never get into
it. That guy's not a Michael Jordan.
That guy's not no Jordan. I think just that perception of saying like, you know, stay tuned for Rampage, it'll make you watch. Because I left it on.
You left what?
I just left it. I just left it on, you know, and I'm like, cool. You know, I'll watch a little bit of this, go to bed, you know, wind down a little bit. What did you think about that rock concert?
I don't like it.
A little cringe?
Yeah, I don't like the concerts. I'm not into it.
Is it your issue with The Rock's rhyming or word
choice? I did it for The Rock. It's whatever.
Doesn't do it for you.
Yeah, it doesn't do it for me.
Do you want to go through Raw? Or since we're doing a tight show, we have 35 minutes.
Yeah, let's go into Raw.
You want to go into Raw real quick?
Yeah.
All right. Jey Uso called out his brother, told Jimmy he missed him, and asked if he would come back. Jimmy said he never left him and protected him. That's why he did what he did. They tried attacking Jey. Cody made the save. I still like that stuff. I think the Bloodline is going to continue after WrestleMania.
Okay.
Are you writing a work email right now?
I'm losing my mind here.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm just going to sit in silence.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry. I'm here.
Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa defeated the Creed brothers to qualify for the WrestleMania six-pack ladder match in a wild match. That was a good match.
Yeah.
This is going to be technically DIY's first WrestleMania.
As a team, yeah.
As a team, yeah. So I think that's pretty cool. I think they should win it. Why not? Unless the Hardys come back.
I'm under the impression we're getting new tag titles.
Yeah.
I can't confirm it, but I was told many times that they wanted to have a new title. Those titles need to go at this point. They're old.
Yeah. They're old, especially with like what the other titles look
yeah,
like.
Yeah, yeah. No, it doesn't
mesh anymore.
Yeah.
You think the Hardys are coming back?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
At some point or not right now?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I feel like they're going to end their career in WWE.
Maybe. But I saw a lot of that rumor, like, because Matt was there.
Yeah.
I think he was just there.
Yeah. All right. Cody Rhodes cut a more edgy promo than usual.
Good, he wasn't crying.
Even calling The Rock an a-hole, saying that he had a little dick syndrome and broke the fourth wall a little bit, giving Brian Gewirtz for giving the Rock the final boss moniker. That's a great nickname, too.
The final boss.
He looks like the final boss.
He is a final boss. Yeah. How in every way, right? He looks like one, his stature.
Mm-hmm. He'd be right under M. Bison. If you put Rock in a Street Fighter.
He'd be right under M.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not the last guy?
Yeah. Well, he's...
He's Balrog?
Yeah. Okay. Because what was the order? It was Balrog, Vega, Sagat, and then M. Bison.
Yeah.
He'd be in the Sagat position.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Best stage.
It was
so big. Why is Sagat so big?
Gigantic. He's like 8 feet tall.
He's like 18 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big, big Thai guy.
But this new Rock, I wish they put him in a Street Fighter. That'd be amazing.
He could be in a Street Fighter, this guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's not in Mortal Kombat, is he?
No. That would be cool.
That would be cool. John Cena is.
As Peacemaker. Yeah. 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 How interesting. Did you see the Oscars? We haven't done the show in 2 weeks.
I have a question.
Oh, where? Did you see the Oscars?
I did not, no. I don't watch those shows.
Naked John Cena?
I heard.
You heard about that?
Yeah.
He gave a big handshake to Dwayne in the hallway. It's very what a different career both these guys have had.
What a different career.
You know? Cena's doing comedies, straight up.
He's listen, man, he figured it out. He's a big movie star now.
Yeah. The Rock can do a family comedy, can't do an adult comedy. Pain and Gain was the only one, I think.
Pain and Gain was adult.
Which is very good.
Yeah.
Very adult comedy. R-Truth and The Miz defeated Indusher with Jinder Mahal to qualify for the WrestleMania six-pack ladder challenge.
Cool. They're back.
Great. Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins promo, last woman standing, Becky Lynch defeated Nia Jax.
Yeah.
Decent Raw. I've been watching Raw a lot lately. Tonight on SmackDown, you're getting Roman and Cody's face-to-face. You're getting a WrestleMania qualifying tournament match. Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson versus Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. I wonder who's going to win. WrestleMania qualifying tournament, the Street Profits and Authors of Pain. Rey Mysterio versus Santos Escobar and Io Sky versus Naomi.
Cool.
It's going to be fun. That Rock Cody segment is going to take up like 45 minutes.
Oh, it's the first half of the show or whatever, last half of the show. Why you got to... How many more weeks? I think we got like what, like 11 days, 13 days? How many days?
Yeah, like less than 2 days, less than 2 weeks. Like, are we doing 2 weeks from tomorrow?
Yeah. Are we doing well? Yes, actually, on the 6th, you know who's visiting, who's staying with me?
Who?
Chauncey Hayden.
Really?
He's staying over.
WrestleMania fan number one.
WrestleMania fan number one. So I guess I'll have people over. He's staying over anyway. He's visiting with his daughter. They're doing like a thing.
Cool. Are you gonna just do two nights or just have people over one night?
I don't know. I don't know. Do you want to come on the 6th?
I'll do whatever. Yeah.
So it's also the Bayside St. Patrick's Day parade.
Okay.
So I'm going to the parade.
Yeah.
So you're gonna I'm gonna get ghouled on by Rudy Giuliani.
You're gonna get a little loosey goosey.
Yeah.
Why are they doing the parade so late?
I don't know. I think it has to do with like the bands and where they perform and who gets them first.
Okay.
Like the
got it.
Literally after Easter.
Yeah. The Emerald, it's after Easter. The St. Patrick's Day Parade is after Easter this year.
Wild. Saturday, April 6th, Sunday, April 7th. 2 weeks away.
2 weeks away.
That's crazy. Does it feel like it's 2 weeks away? It still feels like it's a month away.
Wild, wild. All right. You want to go into the WrestleMania report really quick, and then we'll go into AEW?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. I have like 30 minutes.
Yep. Russell Votes reported this week that that the working internal plan is to have 4 more matches added, with 7 each night on the main card.
7 is good.
That's good.
That's nice and light.
Great.
Not 14.
Put more quality into those matches,
more
right?
Quality.
Night 1, Rock and Roman versus Cody and Seth with that wacky stipulation. If Cody loses, it's Bloodline Rules match.
What the hell does that mean?
Anything goes. Rocket show with a flamethrower. Bazooka. You mean gonna run him over. Bazooka. It would be cool if he showed up in like a Hobbs and Shaw car.
What if Rikishi shows up and hits Cody with the car and goes, I did it for the Roman.
Oh, dude. That would be insane.
For the Roman.
Again, listen, my prediction, something screwy happens.
Sure.
Cody loses. But
where's Austin?
Where's Austin? Where's Punk? Cody loses, but Rock and Roman get into like one of those classic tiffs, and then the Rock costs Roman that title on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's it. That's how you do it, right? It's like old school. WrestleMania 40 Night 2, Undisputed Universal Champion Roman Reigns defends against Cody. World Heavyweight Champion Seth Rollins defends against Drew McIntyre. These are TBAs. Women's Champion Rhea Ripley defends against Becky Lynch.
Turnbuckle Al.
Huh?
Turnbuckle Al?
Turnbuckle Al. Io Sky defends against Bayley. Gunther defends his title. Finn Balor, Damian Priest defend their title in a 6-pack ladder match. I don't like the sound of that.
Six-pack ladder match.
If you're over 40, don't get on a ladder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or 45.
I mean, Finn Balor, Damian Priest, they're eliminated from this.
Yeah. United States Champion Logan Paul defends against Kevin Owens and Randy Orton in a triple threat match. Great. Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. Great. That might be like a sleeper. LA Knight versus AJ Styles.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
Dude, I don't know why LA Knight's getting so much crap. That promo he cut on Friday was so good. Yeah. It was like, oh, it's just a poor man's Rock. I'm like, first of all, listen. It's a pro wrestling promo.
Mm-hmm.
It is a classic pro wrestling. And he used the word mark. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Is it inspired by those guys? Yeah. Austin and The Rock. Everybody cut promos like that. That's the generation he's influenced by.
Yes. There's nothing wrong with that. And also, how many guys have come along that do a piss poor Rock that don't get the attention that LA Knight.
You know who else does Rock? Ricky Starks. He does The Rock.
Yeah.
I mean,
if Rock.
You know who else did The Rock?
The Rock.
Ricochet did The Rock for
Ricochet
a while.
Ricochet did The Rock for a while, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of these guys, they're influenced by it. I don't see that as a negative. I think LA Knight's promos are fantastic. If you like that kind of a pro wrestling promo, like, and it's the total opposite of what Drew McIntyre does,
mm-hmm.
I think it's fantastic.
Do you think these are the same bozos that when Randy Savage started wearing those robes, they were like, oh, he's trying to be Buddy Rogers?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. You know? I mean, listen, you're going to get those. And mm-hmm. I understand. Listen, I understand. The influence is there. But I still think it's fantastic. I still think it's needed. You need a diversity in the way that people cut promos. Some are more pro wrestling-ish, and the other ones are more reality-based.
Absolutely. Minneapolis, Minnesota has submitted a bid to host WrestleMania 41 next year, expected to be announced in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think I believe that's the location.
Gonna be a cold ass WrestleMania.
Minnesota.
Yeah. Hall of Fame update. Thunderbolt Patterson joins Bull Nakano, Paul Heyman, Muhammad Ali, and the US Express in this year's class. It's also expected that The Rock's grandmother, Leah Maivia, will also be, but that has not been made official.
Has it not? MG?
No, not officially.
Okay.
I know Wrestling Observer reported it, but
okay.
Officially they have not announced it. I imagine it will be tonight probably tonight or Monday on Raw, I would imagine.
Great. Let's go into AEW.
Jump into it, man.
We did not talk about big business, but let's go into this.
No.
Mercedes Moné showed up with her new theme that she wrote. It's Gunther's theme. I hate the theme.
It's fine.
CEO. CEO.
Can you do her dance?
I don't have hips.
You got it. That's right.
My hips are robotic.
The stiffest hips.
Hold on. I gotta use this. Oh, there we go.
The stiffest hips on a fit person I've ever seen.
Dude, my hips are done. And they lie.
Zero hip flexing.
All right.
You sit people don't know this, but when you sit, your legs are straight out.
My legs just go like this. I need to weigh them down.
Like an old action figure. His legs just go straight out.
Mercedes spoke about she had two surgeries. She had a fractured heel bone, not her ankle. She made a comment towards Willow last week. We'll talk about it. But she made the safer Willow on this one. Samoa Joe retained against Wardlow. The show was up 20% from the previous week. It did 801,000.
Yeah.
Let's go into this week's. Because what did you think of Shibata and Danielson?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, that's I can watch that all day. That's for me. Nobody else. I don't want you watching. Close your eyes. Shh, that's for me.
As they say in Italy, it'll make you come.
Is that what they say? About what? Everything?
About an amazing pro wrestling match like that. Dream wrestling matches.
Yeah.
It'll make you come.
That's what Nona says?
Yeah.
That's what Michael, come here. It'll make you come.
You watch Shibata Danielson on a TV for free. It'll make you come.
That's what my Nona would say to me.
That's going to be the new bit.
Sorry, guys. We just came up with this on the fly. We're now, I know Rich and I locked in telepathically. Dude, can we talk about this? Talking about telekinesis?
Sure. Love it. Yeah.
X-Men?
Oh, man. Can we take 5 minutes to talk about
Let's take just 5 minutes. MG, time in now, okay?
MG, time it.
Only 5 minutes.
X-Men 97, effing rocked.
So
delivered.
Okay, I have only watched the first 15 minutes of the first episode. I'm saving it to watch with my son.
Awesome.
Okay, and my daughter. They're both really into it. Dude, the animation looks great.
Yep.
They redeemed Cyclops.
You know, I've heard that from a lot of people. I don't think he needed redemption. I was always a big Cyclops guy.
I know, but I felt that he just... Wolverine overshadowed him so much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In that original series. But I also think it was at times because Wolverine was a cool guy,
mm-hmm.
5'4".
Exactly. He wasn't like 6'5", Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, yeah.
Like real, like smoldering.
I don't like him when they make him too tiny.
I like that. I like
a 5'6" Wolverine. I don't like the 6 foot, like the 5'3" one.
I like 5'3" Wolverine.
And Harry and Gross, right? Oh, that's the one you like.
I love Harry and Gross Wolverine. But I also like the fact that like it's so simple. It's great storytelling because the X-Men 97 Wolverine, just like the other cartoon, he's a dick. He's just a dick. He's like, hey, come on now.
Yeah.
Hey, you know.
Yo, I saw sexy pregnant Jean Grey.
There you go.
They made her look good. I thought that everybody looks great. The animation is fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Same voice cast.
I would love to possess the power of magnetism. That's a weird power to have.
Well, imagine, seriously, like if you think about the grand scheme of superpowers, isn't that one of the most terrifying ones on the planet?
Yeah, because if you can't control it,
mm-hmm.
what would be yours?
I don't know, man. I like the Wolverine power.
I've thought about this. Like if I had to pick a power to have, what would it be?
I like the Wolverine power set. I'm also like, if we're going to do like, are we doing like straight up mutants?
Yeah. X-Men level. Yeah.
Storm.
You want to be the mistress of the elements?
I could fly. Yeah. I could zap people with lightning.
Ah, Rich. It's me, Rich. The mistress of the elements.
The maestro of the elements.
You know, mine is telekinesis.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
I see your thoughts. I know all your secrets.
That's not telekinesis.
What is that? Telepathy?
That's telepathy, yeah.
What is telekinesis?
That you can move stuff with your mind. Jean Grey and Professor X could do both.
They do both. That's what right. I want. I only want the telekinesis, the telepathy.
Okay.
I don't want the telekinesis, give or take.
You just want to read people's thoughts and see if they like it?
Yeah. I want to know your dirtiest secrets. Mm. Like, what is going on in that mole tunnel that he's building?
I don't think you want to know. I feel like it would shatter your brain.
It's a shrine to Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, my God. Sex in the City.
You know who his favorite Sex in the City is?
Miranda. Miranda?
MG, confirm or deny.
Is Miranda your favorite? Or was it Charlotte? Samantha was a hussy. That's a Jezebel right there.
In all honesty. Harlot. Hang on, let's just end. In all honesty, I don't think MG Geek has ever seen an episode of Sex in the City.
You've never
not
seen it?
Not one.
Well, you know
Absolutely
what?
Absolutely not.
You're a fool. Mm.
Oh, God. All he does is play Call of Duty and yell at 8-year-olds.
Says a lot of words you can't say anymore on those Xbox Lives.
That's, you know what, it's okay. He's like one of those classic trolls. That's how he gets his kicks.
Yeah, you mutie.
Oh my God.
Charlotte's the best though.
Charlotte? All right.
Yeah.
I mean, she ended up marrying Chauncey Hayden on the show.
Oh, did she?
Well, you saw that?
No.
The guy that she marries looks like Chauncey. It looks like an unborn fetus.
Guess what? I've also never watched an episode of Sex with the City.
No?
No.
Oh, I love it.
Sorry.
The new stuff is great, too.
Did you watch Californication?
No.
That was great, too.
No, we have a very... I feel like most of the time, our tastes in TV are on the complete opposites of the spectrum.
Yeah.
I've never seen Sex in the City. I've never seen Gilmore Girls.
Yo, Gilmore Girls is the fucking best.
Sorry.
I don't care what anybody says.
Sorry.
Veronica Mars is the best. Great show. NYC Demon Diva, Issa, Fight Me's airing. You know what?
She's
you
back.
Know what? You're threatening me. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to show up to Puerto Rico, and I'm going to make you take me out for drinks. That's what I'm going to do. You're going to take me out to dinner, and you're going to take me out to drinks.
And some dancing.
And
if you're lucky, maybe a nightcap.
Which is bad hits.
Yeah, maybe a nightcap if you're lucky. You know what? She doesn't take me out dancing. What the hell is this?
Nah. Well, she knows about the hips.
The hips, dude. Nothing.
He'd fall over.
You know what my new thing has been since December? Anytime. Oh, what are you doing tomorrow? Are you available?
Your tangent.
Oh, I got a bunch of stuff to do.
I'm what? Mm. I'm overtime. I can't. Again, we got to talk about Russell.
We're done with the X-Men?
Yeah, we're done with the X-Men.
All right. Mm-hmm. That was good chat, Andrew.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry, I have to ruin the show by being a good parent today.
Issa, are you still in Puerto Rico?
She is. She owns half the island now. But you know that?
Good for her.
She took it over.
She's the real CEO.
Yeah. She just planted a flag and that's it. That's how it works.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She's
a squatter, dude. Oh, she went there. She's over 30 days. Now she owns the entire island.
Oh, no.
You saw that fucking guy in Flushing?
Wild.
Squatter's rights. 30 days. Wild. 30 days. Anybody could take over your goddamn house in New York.
It's really nuts when you think about it. It's insane. It's
terrifying,
insane.
Actually.
Yeah.
I got a whole story coming out about it today.
Thank you. Thank you, newsman. What a muckraker this guy is.
Yeah, yellow journalism.
All right, let's go into Dynamite quick, and then we'll wrap it up.
Tony Schiavone introduces Mercedes Moné to a huge pop.
Yeah.
Julia Hart and Sky Blue.
Nice crowd, Toronto.
Try to attack her, but Chris Statlander and Willow Nightingale make the save. At one point, Willow T's hitting Mercedes with the chair. Listen, match of the night, right? Okada defeating Eddie Kingston.
First of all, Okada... Listen, I think he's a better... He wrestles American style so well.
He does.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't wrestle... Like, I think he's gotten better.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what his big appeal was in Japan, was, like, he wrestled that American main event style.
Yeah. Yeah. And this guy is so effing good. It really... If you study wrestling, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that, like... It's like, I know more than... You know, I'm not doing that. If you watch wrestling to watch wrestling and you kind of like know what he's doing, he is remarkable.
Oh, he's amazing.
Remarkable.
Flawless. Seamless.
Yeah, seamless.
He got chopped up pretty good there, too.
That drop kick.
Mm-hmm. Young Bucks couldn't be at ringside, so they said they'd be on the headset and be Okada's personal producers, which they showed in the back, them and Tony Khan. 3 weeks in, and Okada is a champion.
I think they should give him all the secondary titles.
Yes, 100%.
Give him that. Give him the New Japan Strong. Give him the Ring of Honor. Give him the TNT title. Give him the International. Give him all of them.
Him versus Adam Copeland will be a barn burner for that TBS title. TNT title.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dude, I want to. That is a match I kind of want to see.
Yeah, Him versus all the champs.
All the champs.
Taking that belt from Roddy.
Yeah, and listen, it might be a good way to kind of consolidate some of these titles.
I think so, too.
Because there's so many now. It's really... I said that to someone. They're like, actually, we don't have a lot of titles. I'm like, the Ring of Honor is Ring of Honor. I'm like, okay. But you still have a TV title.
You don't got a TV show.
You have a TV title.
Yeah.
You got a continental title. You got an international title. Yep. And you got a world title. You got four titles.
Yeah.
Plus you got a trios title.
Two trios titles.
No, it's one. It's one
trios title.
And you got a tag title. You got six titles there. Is it a lot? I don't know.
And you have
just for the men.
You have the FTW title also.
The FTW title. The
FTW champion Hook defeated Chris Jericho. What did you think about this match?
Chris gave him a lot.
Yeah.
Those suplexes looked snug for sure.
By who? By
Hook suplexes.
Yeah.
I
thought he gave him a lot. I saw there was a lot of criticism for Chris because he doesn't put anybody over. You know, they're like, oh, you know, how many people has he gotten over? Look at Action Andretti. I'm like, that's not really his fault.
Yeah,
he's not the one booking. He still put him over. He made him look good in the match.
I think this is the make good for the Action Andretti lack of push, where Hook, they can bandy this win for Hook about for the next year.
I like Hook a lot. I think there's such an upside with him, and he's young, and he's good, and he has a look. He has a unique look.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get lost.
I think so, and I think also he's probably got a very good system to keep him in check. Between his dad and everybody, all the veterans, they're probably taking more of a shine to Hook.
Yeah.
Because he's Taz's kid.
Yeah.
Will Ospreay addresses Brian Danielson.
Bruv.
Good promos. He's fighting Shibata next week, which, listen, that's gonna be awesome. It'll make you come.
Oh, thank you, Nona.
You got it. Not eating your meatballs. Deonna Purrazzo.
No, you said her name wrong.
Deandra Pizzino.
Deandra Puzdano.
I think that's a bad word.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it. That
sounds
just
like a bad word.
What are you, a Puzdano?
Stop being such a cool home.
Hey, don't make you come.
Deonna Purrazzo and Thunder Rosa defeated Timeless Tony Storm and Ryan May.
Yeah.
Swerve Strickland defeated The Butcher. That was a fun match. Adam Copeland in a brawl.
Yo, this was cool.
It was really cool.
A lot Christian of shenanigans. Cage. So much shenanigans.
So much shenanigans.
Bleeding.
Listen, isn't it interesting how the wrestling universe will bandy about like F WWE, F this. Yeah, the crowd was hot for these two guys. They worked
a WWE match.
They worked a Attitude Era WWE match.
Yeah, they worked an Attitude Era WWE match. And you know what? I think it was Brian that said it on Brian and Vinny. It was so evident that this is the match that they worked out together when they were like 10.
Oh, 100%.
And I'm going to kick you in the balls like 10 times, and you're going to hit me with the chair, and I'm going to take a hockey... Mm-hmm. You know what? Get a hockey jersey, put it over my head. I mean, it was...
It was fun.
It was fun. They're in Toronto. They're in their home country. They're in their city. Yep. Like, this was cool for them. And you know what? I can't wait till they team up one last time. You know, eventually I see this happening where the family maybe turns on... You know, the family and Garcia and Matt Menard turn on all of them. They all combine, and here comes... Edge and Christian are back together. They could do so much.
Yeah.
I do want to see, but again, I'm going to say this. AEW has to do better at telling me who the guy is.
Right.
Who is the man in this company?
Yeah.
Is it Samoa Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Swerve?
Right.
Is it Ospreay? Is it Danielson? Who's the guy?
Okada?
Is it Okada? Who's the guy? They're not. I was thinking, I'm like, this did not great in the ratings.
Okay.
Right? This is a big match. They're in Toronto. You know Edge is probably going to get the title. Mm. And I got to call him Edge. I can't do the Adam.
Yeah.
Why? It didn't feel like that. You're not telling me that Adam Copeland is the guy to watch.
Right.
They got to do better at that. That's that's my criticism.
I think
the matches are great. The show is structured fine. I'm into it. But they need to solidify. Who am I tuning in for every week?
I think they're bucking that trend of classic wrestling booking, though. And maybe that's done on purpose.
A little of everything.
Yeah, a little of everything. Maybe that's done on purpose, where it's like, we are getting super shows because of that. Right?
Yeah, we are. We're getting very... I mean, the show was a good show. You got two tremendous matches, and you got the rest were fine. I just... My issue is, and it's not for me. right? It's not for me because I already know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But if you're watching on TV, like Mercedes Moné, in hindsight now, right? Mm-hmm. And we were talking about this. Was it a mistake to not announce her? I think it was a mistake.
Okay.
And the argument is, well, everybody knew. Everybody who?
Right.
The ones that were going to watch anyway knew.
Right.
The 800,000 people knew. What about those 13, 14, 15-year-old girls that are Sasha Banks, mm-hmm. you know, fans?
Right.
Or the ones that are casual and they watch it. They only watch WWE. Now mm-hmm. they know that Sasha Banks is there. They're not going to attempt to tune in.
Right, right.
Listen, what fraction is that? I don't know. Is it 10,000? Is it 20,000? Is mm-hmm. it 50,000? Regardless of what it is, you're trying to build your TV every single week. Yeah. Why not introduce them to this? That's my issue. I understand 100%. The surprise, and I understand the CM Punk method,
yes.
but CM Punk is not Mercedes Moné.
Agreed.
CM Punk is a very different person, mm-hmm. very different connection with a very different fan base, and he didn't wrestle for 7 years.
Right.
And he left on the worst of terms.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Not the same.
You know, it's also very interesting, too, as far as, like, the booking of, like, you know, you're saying who's the guy, right?
Yeah.
I feel like this is going to sound very simplistic, but I do feel like they should do a little bit of that Attitude Era style booking where you have your six main eventers going for that big belt.
They did it a couple of weeks. Well, they started doing it with MJF. Remember, yeah. everybody was like gunning for him.
Right.
And then they started doing it with Joe a little bit.
A little bit.
With Wardlow yeah. and Swerve and Hangman. But listen, MJF's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it going to be a different story when MJF comes back? And Omega comes back, mm-hmm. and now your top level is Okada, Omega, Ospreay, Swerve. Hangman, Swerve, and whoever else you want to add.
That's the title picture.
Danielson, Copeland.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you can name a couple more names. That's a tremendously strong mm-hmm. top tier.
Yeah, and then focus around those guys.
The problem is those guys, other than MJF, mm-hmm. other than the ones that are still making, you know, Millionaire.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And again, I'm not saying it in a negative way.
Yeah.
When you're in your 40s, your drive to mm-hmm. eat kind of goes away a little bit if you're settled and you're happy. You know, Danielson doesn't give a shit about being the man and being the world champion and mm-hmm. being aggressive and politicking. I think some of these guys need to do that.
Yeah. Do you think it comes down to that, or do you think it comes down to like, hey, let's have a level playing field here where everybody's amazing?
Guaranteed money. You yeah. know, it kind of takes away a little bit of, and that's great for the talent, but it does also, and you see this, it takes away for some people.
Yeah.
You know, I listen, my bias is that Danielson should have a title there, but
I agree.
Omega should have a title
yes.
there.
But then who's the man?
Who's the boss? Who's Tony Danza.
There you go. Do you want to go into questions? We got
Mona. That's my Tony Danza.
We got.
All right. We have. 8 minutes.
We got 8 minutes. You want to go on a question?
Yeah, let's do it quick.
All right. This one is from James Notor. Do you guys feel like the Adam Cole Wardlow feud is just rinse and repeat from what Wardlow did with MJF? It seems like the same story to me.
A little bit.
Yeah. Guys, we're on a limited time here. We got 8 minutes. If you want to super chat us, your question will be answered immediately. This is Paul Anthony Moss. Collision has been around for 9 months now. Do you feel they've done enough production-wise to make Collision different? What improvements could be made?
I like the show. I like the pacing of the show. I like what they do. It feels different than Rampage, than Dynamite for sure.
It's a wrestling show.
It's a wrestling yeah. show. I think that the day and the time are unfortunate, but this is what it's going to be. You know, yeah. you're going to get this. It's going to be $500,000 to $600,000 for a really good show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the core audience that wants to watch it on Saturdays.
Yeah, it's a fun show. And listen, as a wrestling fan, like, what did we have on Saturday? We had WCW on Saturday nights, right? And Saturday Night Main Event every so often.
Yeah.
You know? I think this fills that gap, you know?
A little bit. I watch it. I'm home on Saturday nights. Yeah. I don't go out. So
we got kids.
I got kids.
You're a good dad.
I'm a good dad.
Contrary to what I say.
Contrary to what Rich says.
Let's see. This is from Good Doer. Do you think AEW should condense their titles? If so, which one should stay and which one should go? With so many, it's hard to view them as great achievements when there's so many.
It's interesting because do they have too many titles, or is it that ROH kind of muddies that up also?
I think it's the ROH thing because it doesn't, the ROH thing isn't completely separate yet.
Yeah.
You know, but also like, it's the same thing as like the roster split same between Raw and SmackDown.
Same amount of titles as WWE, right? Yeah.
They have a US title.
Mm-hmm.
They have
Intercontinental.
Intercontinental.
World
title.
Undisputed.
Okay.
Tag. But like the tags are not really unified.
Okay. Yeah, but they are, but they're not. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's the same argument. I mean, could they eliminate, like, they don't have a TV title. Could they eliminate one of those? Sure.
Right.
Sure.
They still have the ROH Pure title.
ROH Pure title, ROH TV title, ROH Trios title, ROH Women's title. ROH Women's TV title.
Yeah.
If you've noticed, I haven't featured hardly any of that on AEW.
Yeah, that's fine.
As of late.
I don't know. I think that's a good... It depends on who's holding what and what they do with it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I... Give or take, I don't know.
Yeah.
If WWE got rid of the Intercontinental, I'd be upset.
Yeah, that's
an important
absolutely.
Title. Yeah. US title, not so much.
Not so much.
I don't have that with any of the AEW titles other than the world title, but I definitely think they need a secondary belt. Maybe the TV title is the one that they don't need.
Yeah.
Look at their title holders, though. Samoa Joe, mm-hmm. right? Samoa Joe. Adam Copeland.
Yeah.
Okada.
Jesus.
Roderick Strong.
Yep. Great.
Those are their singles champions, mm-hmm. right? Did I get them all? Yeah.
And Tony Storm. Not Tony Storm.
No, just the men's.
Just
right?
the men's, yeah.
Yeah, just the men's. That's interesting. That's an interesting championship level.
It's Tony Khan's fan fiction.
Yeah,
which is amazing. Tony,
yeah. You know what? He's doing that simulator app.
Yeah.
And he's like, and then Okada wins this the Intercontinental title.
Yeah.
And then Samoa Joe's the world champion. I get it.
But from a different perspective, you know wrestling is, we're eating good. Like you said, Samoa Joe, Adam Copeland,
great.
Roderick Strong, and Okada.
All tremendous talent.
All title holders in the same company. Amazing.
There's not one that I'm like, well, they put the title on him.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing like that.
Yeah, no, I feel like you're not going to get to that point until like later on.
Yeah.
And again, throw Adam Cole into that world title mix.
Yeah.
You know, once he gets better. This is from Alex. Greetings from Athens, Greece. I went last year to All In and had a blast. First time watching a stadium wrestling show. What do you guys think about this year in terms of hype, attendance, etc.?
We still have time. I think they're at like 40,000 tickets sold right now.
Yeah.
They have 9,000 still available. They'll be at like 45,000, 50,000.
It'll be, I think it's...
And they have a bigger stage this year, so they're not going to do the 60-something thousand people or whatever.
The closer it gets...
The more it'll sell.
The more it'll sell. Especially once they start announcing the card or whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
Brian Knight asks, where is Ricky Starks?
Isn't he doing something? Isn't he in that tag tournament?
With Big Bell?
I'm not sure. I'll have to look at that. But he's been mostly on Collision. Again, going back to how many people watch Collision.
Yeah. Half the audience.
This is from Brad Smith. Feelings on if Danielson gets a title run before retiring full time... Are we getting Danielson versus Nigel at All In?
I hope we get it because, man, Nigel's been building to that on commentary for like a year now. So, yeah. I mean, that would be a great send-off for Nigel because he never got that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And this, if Danielson is slowing down after this, I think he always deserved the title.
He's
not into it.
Yeah, I think I would like to see Daniel with that world title run, but the setup... Being, he wins it, but Kenny takes it off him. So they wrap that up.
Because they got to do that rematch.
Yeah. Yeah. They wrap that up, or Okada takes it off.
Yeah. I think that match is going to happen.
Yeah.
That rematch.
Either Okada or Kenny. And then if Danielson's out after that, Kenny versus Okada. We're going to get that. We're going to get that again.
We are going to get that. How crazy is that? This is their fifth one?
Yeah.
I think
so, yeah.
I think the fifth one.
Like Nona says.
We might. We might lose Rich when that match happens.
I will jump to the moon.
You might just combust.
Yeah. Let's see. Nigel, I think it would be very cool. If you guys have noticed the Nigel McGuinness commentary, like Andrew said, he's been doing these slight digs at Danielson.
Yeah.
That I feel like is going to lead to like a dope match. Balor Club. TGF, my Matt men, I can't wait to attend WrestleMania 40. I miss live entrances at Mania. I think Cody should have a live entrance this year. Thoughts? With the band, with Downstate? Is it downstate or downstate?
I hate the live entrances. The music's never, it never sounds well. Like as well as the recording.
I mean, I think Punk, when Living Color came out, that was good. And then one of the Lemmys.
I don't think any of the Lemmys were good.
One of the Lemmys was great.
Do you remember the one that he forgot all the lyrics?
Yeah. He goes, Lemmy to pay me, Jim Butler to pay me. Gotta pay me.
The one I liked the best was the Bray Wyatt one when that they had that.
Oh yeah, that was good.
That was awesome.
That was probably my favorite one.
Eating flies. That's the first lyric, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what you do? Mm-hmm. Dude, his tongue is like 18 feet long.
Yes.
Like Toad.
Yeah, he's like Toad.
How did you know?
You got my secret. A lot of MG Geek heavy jokes on this episode. Cody had it live at an AEW pay-per-view. It was not good, says Kevin Craig.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. Oh, he did he? Which one? I don't remember.
Yeah.
That's
was
right.
One of his first ones. Okay. They did it, and the sound was just terrible.
Yeah.
It was not mic'd right.
Yeah. I feel like that's always tough.
I got like a minute. You want to do one more?
You know, yeah. I'm trying to find a good one here. Let's get one more question in, guys.
All right.
Make it an awesome one.
Make it an awesome one. I'll answer anything.
Don't say that. Do not say that.
I'll answer any question.
Here comes 8 questions from the MG Burner account.
I have a question.
Guys, thanks for tuning in. We're waiting on that one beautiful question. What's the lag between us talking?
About a couple seconds.
There we go. What's the date for Forbidden Door?
I will talk about Forbidden Door next week. There have been changes, I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
There are changes.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about. Possibly. I have to confirm. Not reporting anything.
Ooh, this is a nightmare question. Cadillac Carson.
What would it take to get you guys to shave your heads? $100,000, and I'm not giving anything to charity.
You're keeping it?
Yeah.
Are you making a toupee out of it?
A toupee?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm making a toupee
out of
it. You're making
a toupee out of it?
There's no way I could do it. There's no way.
Yeah.
I can't shave.
You're like Samson.
Huh?
You're like Samson.
I'm like Samson. It just grows back.
No. Like that's how you get your strength from.
My hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just grows back though.
Mm-hmm.
I could never do it.
Like super quick. How often do you get a haircut? How often do you get a haircut?
Every other week.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
Every other week. I just got this last. What I do like a skin fade.
Mm-hmm. You let it grow out.
Yeah, I let it grow out a little bit. Yeah. Like this is a weekend a day.
That's the weekender.
Yeah.
Collectively, we might have the best hair in wrestling podcast.
It's possible.
Collectively. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you have good hair.
Yeah, you got good hair.
What's that line you got in the front, though? What's that line going?
I don't have no line no more. I've been letting it grow, and it's my baby hair.
Yeah, you got to let that shit grow. I don't know why I don't know who told you to shape up the front like that.
Well, it's because I was doing...
You're over 30. You're over 30. You're losing ground.
Put him on camera.
I can't.
You can't?
Can't put me on camera.
I get put on a list whenever I do.
Pitch, Brian Knight, Rich and Andrew grow mullets, mullet Matt men.
I would grow a mullet. That I could do.
Like a sick Eddie Guerrero mullet?
Yeah.
The greatest mullet of all time?
As a mullet.
Dirty Dom.
The Dirty Dom mullet. Why? Let's do one more and then we'll get out of here. Paul Anthony Moss, why isn't Psycho Sid Justice, Sid Vicious in the Hall of Fame yet?
I don't know. I was told last year he was going in and then it just didn't happen. I have no clue. And like somebody at WWE told me he was going in.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think it will happen. If they're, some of the people they're putting in now are, I could see him going in.
Yeah, literally last year, somebody from WWE blatantly said to me, oh, you know, he's going in. And I said, okay, cool. All right. Are we done?
We're done.
All right, I'm out of here.
All right.
I'm out of here, boys and girls.
Later, guys.
Bye. Thank you.
Love you.
Love you.